Thank you. We will stand up, please. Church, shall we rise on our feet as we welcome also the servant of God, Brother Serge, who will be praying as before he proclaims the word of God. Welcome, servant of God.
Dear God, we're so grateful this morning for what you are doing in our lives. Seeing this new day, it's a favor and it's a grace from you that many did not see, but you gave us this opportunity to see the new day. And we believe it's because you have a purpose in our lives and you have something to fulfill with us. And I pray that you alone, you'll make your will be done in our lives, in our church, in this nation, and all the nation represented in this place. And we pray as we speak, we pray that you alone, you'll show up yourself and that you'll transform our life and you'll encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have a seat. Thank you, Brother Gerlas. Can we appreciate Gerlas for leading the session today this morning? He's doing a great job. And I would like also to say thank you to the pastoral team again on thinking of us and sharing the word this morning. So for the past few Sundays, for the past few weeks, we've been going through a sermon series called The Power of the Acting Faith. The Power of the Acting Faith. And today, we'll be focusing on a topic called trusting God. Trusting God when there is no way. Trusting God when there is no way. And as the choir was leading us in praise and worship, I felt like they have preached my sermon. And I was wondering if I should continue to preach or we can sing and just end the session like that. But hopefully, in the next few couple of minutes that we do have, the Lord will speak to you in a different way from the song. So if you have your Bible, can you open it? From the book of Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. And we'll be reading from verse 1 to 15. We are not leaving anyone behind. So I want to make sure that we are all there. And this is what the Bible says. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and come before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite the Baal Zephon. You shall come before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptian may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servant was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this? Why that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him also. He took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captain over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptian pursued them, all the horses and chariot of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, that was verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them. So they were very afraid. The children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there was no grave in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptian? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptian than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to them, to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And I would like you to help me preaching this morning by telling your neighbor, fear, faith, and fight. Fear, faith, and fight. Because those are the three things we'll be talking about this morning. As we read scripture, the chapter 14 of Exodus pictures the image of children of Israel before crossing the Red Sea. For the Lord has started the deliverance of setting them free from slavery to captivity. They are in a season of change where they have to be set free from slavery to freedom. But there is something that is happening from verse 1 to verse 9. And the thing is that the Pharaoh and his servant and his army have realized that they have made a mistake of letting go the children of Israel to go their promised land. And they decide to do what? To pursue them and bring them back. After 430 years of slavery, they want them back again in Egypt. And that is what is happening from verse 1 to verse 9. And the Lord said, I will harden the heart of Pharaoh so that my glory, so that my name may be honored again. But that is not the challenge. The challenge comes in, start from verse 9. Going forward. And that's where we'll be focused today. The Bible says this. 10. As children of Israel saw Pharaoh and his army pursuing them, they were very afraid. And their fear is justified. Tell the neighbor, the fear is justified. So please, today you'll help me preach. Because personal, in my personal way also, I'm kind of being afraid and I need you to help me today. So the fear is justified. And why is it justified? Behind them, there is Pharaoh with a great army. In front of them, there is a Red Sea. They have to cross the seas. On side, there are mountains that they cannot climb. And they found themselves in a situation where they have nothing to do. They only need God to deliver them. And that is not very different from the thing that we are living in. Sometimes life will put us in a season where it will take only God for us to come out from the situation we find ourselves in. It will take only God. Perform a miracle for us to be a way, to have a way out from the situation we are in. And I don't know if someone has that challenge this morning. You may be crossing, you may be traveling, you may be going through a challenge that you really need God and God only. Not the doctor, not your parent, not your friend, because they have nothing to do about it. It's only God. The circumstance. Let me say, and when we are in those seasons, when we are in those situations, our attitude will determine our altitude. Your perception, the way you see things, will determine if your God is too small or if your God is too big. The way you see them. The perception. Children of Israel are afraid. They don't know what to do. And the Bible record in verse 10, and they say that they were afraid. And they call and they cry out to Jesus. They cry out to God. What do you do when you are going through a challenging situation? Who do you call when you are crossing the fire? When you are passing through the water? When the storm is coming into your life? What is your first reaction? Children of Israel cried out to the Lord. But the Bible record also and say, in that same verse, and say, after crying to the Lord, they cried, they spoke to Moses and say, why did you bring us out from Egypt? Because they have been so comfortable in their situation. They have been so comfortable in their misery. They have been so comfortable in their slavery that going out from that, it become a new world. It's become a new thing. And most of time, we found ourselves in a place of comfort and we think that we have arrived. But God has a plan of moving you from point A to point B because he wants you to grow. They cried to Moses. And Moses was so, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Moses. And I'm trying to see what the people have been saying about Moses. It's as if Moses had made a conspiracy theory against the children of Israel to come and kill them. In fact, I imagine children of Israel, some were saying things like, this guy grew up in the Pharaoh's house. He ate his food, they spoke, they laughed, and then he's the one coming to save us. Don't you see that it was their plan from the beginning to come and kill us from this wilderness? Sometime when we are crossing the fire, sometime when we are going through challenging situation as human beings, we always find someone to blame. It's because of my auntie that I cannot give birth. It's because of someone else that have failed. We always find excuses. We don't take responsibility because we don't know how to cry. But that is a human part. But God is calling you and say, cry unto me because I have something for you. Your attitude determines your altitude. The way you see things will change your situation or will keep you under that same challenge. And I like the response of Moses. Moses come back from verse 13. And this is what the verse 13 says. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian you see today, you shall see again no more forever. Moses is speaking on a place of faith. I'm not so sure that Moses had planned this with God, but he had a revelation that God will do great thing in the situation they are in. While the children of Israel are crying, while the children of Israel are blaming him, Moses raised their faith and said, stand still and see the deliverance that the Lord will do today. For the Egyptian you see today, you will see no more. And when you go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it gives us the good definition of faith and say, faith is the assurance of the things that we hope for. So Moses, with his faith, He anticipated the deliverance of God because he trusted God. He has experienced God before. He had seen God doing great things, and he anticipated and said, God, the one who did this before will do something today. The anticipation, that's faith. Faith is built, is a confidence based in the past experience with God. Do you have an experience with God? In your tough situation, when there seems to be no way, rely to the past of what the Lord has done in your life and be confident that the Lord will do something. Moses turned and said, be confident. Stand firm for the Israelite, for the Egyptian you see today, you will see no more. In your fear, cry unto the Lord. And when you cry unto the Lord, those are prayer that you make. And when you are praying, have faith that the Lord will do something new and something different in your life. Have faith. There are situations you'll find yourself in. Recently, let me share this. Recently, I went in a situation with my family. At the moment where my wife was giving birth, about to give birth, the doctor told her, we are not so sure that the child will come out alive. It's a tough situation. It's a tough information to receive. Out there, the same doctor came to me and said, be strong, but we can't promise anything either about your wife or about your child. I really don't know how I reacted. I really don't know what was happening at that particular moment. But what I know today is that my wife is at home and my child are at home because the Lord was so faithful. Because their situation, I was saying their situation, your friend can't do anything. The doctor can't do anything. It's take only God. And it's in that time of situation that we realize the humanity and the divinity of our God. We realize that we are human and God, and we realize that God remains God, and no one can take him away from his throne. Are you going through a situation in which you are trusting God to do something? Sometime when we look what God do or what God does, and we are so amazed, and the only word that can come out of our mouth is wow. Because God does great and great things. Children, let me say this. Children of Israel had lost their faith when they started blaming Moses. Moses turned to Christ, and he assured, and I want to inform you this morning, that you should know how to make friends. Who is in your space, the circle of your influence? Because there are times you'll go through situation where you cannot even pray for yourself. You cannot do anything for yourself. And you need a friend who will uplift you with his faith. In your circle of influence, who do you keep? While going through that situation, I'm not so sure that it was my faith that took me out from that. But I believe there was someone praying for me. There was someone having faith that the Lord will not let you down. Choose your friend wisely, because those one will take you, will uphold you sometime when your faith is shaken. Let's go back to verse 14. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The fear, the faith, and then the fight. When we are afraid, let us call to the Lord and have faith that the Lord will respond. And then when we have that faith, the Lord come down and come and start the fight for us. There are fights that we cannot win alone. There are fights that we cannot take alone. There are fights that need only God. And I like the attitude when God is fighting for us. Stand still. Be silent, for the Lord alone will fight for you. Though at the moment we are out of option, though at the moment we don't know what to do, there are fights that the Lord will make for us. And I like the attitude of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23 and 27, and in Mark, and Mark comes and speaks better about that situation. The Bible records and says this, while Jesus was crossing the river, he was in a boat with disciples. We are in Matthew 8, 23 to 27. And the Bible says that there was a big storm, and disciples started to cry out. And what was Jesus doing at that particular moment? He was asleep. That's the great attitude when the storm is coming. And I want us to adopt that attitude. In fact, Mark says it better. Mark entered into the detail. When you read Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Can we read Mark chapter 4, verse 38? Let's read it. Verse 38 says this, but he was in a storm, asleep on a pillow. That detail I was looking for. Matthew did not mention that Jesus was sleeping on a pillow. You know what it means? Matthew saying he was just asleep. Mark said, Jesus during the storm, he took a pillow and slept. So comfortable in the storm. And I want you and I to adopt the same situation. Are you going through a tough situation? Are you crossing a season where you don't know what to do? Adopt Jesus' attitude. Take a pillow and sleep. Because that's the moment the Lord is fighting. You don't have any other option. You can't do anything as human being. Take a pillow and do what? And sleep. At work, is there any challenge that you have tried to solve? You have prayed about it. And you feel like you are tired. You are at the end of yourself. Take a pillow and sleep. Do you have any disease that every and each doctor has tried to solve and to sort it out, but you have failed, they have failed. This is the moment to just take a pillow and sleep. There is a deliverance that comes when we are resting, and the Lord is fighting for us. It's a great moment in the storm of your life, in the situation you are going through. Take a pillow and sleep. Hides me under your wings. Cover me within your mind. tears. And when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still, know you are God. And I will be still, know you are God. Find rest, my soul, O God, in Christ alone. Know his power. For your rest, your salvation is under his hand. God, we say thank you for everything. We say thank you for the season we are in our lives. And thank you for reminding us that we should not be afraid. We should have faith in you. And we should wait for your deliverance as you fight for us. I pray for my brother and my sister going through a situation in which he may not know what to do next. You have the final say on every situation. Because the journey that you have started for us and with us will not come to the end, not by our enemies, not by the situation we are going through, because you will always deliver us. And we trust you, God, that you'll do something in our lives. For those who are trusting you from deliverance, may you alone stretch your hand and touch them. And that's for the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.